This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, we all know about the debacle we had concerning the 8 Midwestern states that wanted to have E15 year-round, and that the 60-day decision period by the EPA took 600 days. Well, we're going to get it next year, but that's a whole other topic which we've already covered. However, we talk with Iowa Senator Joni Ernst, and she says that the fight for E15 is not over yet, and she's calling on the help of an Iowan on the other side of the aisle. We talk more right after this.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the soy checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com.
So even with the E15 approval by EPA, those 8 Midwestern states cannot officially have year-round E15 for another year, which means we need another Band-Aid on the E15 program from the president, which seems likely is going to happen. But Iowa Senator Joni Ernst is calling on former Iowa governor, biofuel supporter, and current U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack to use his position in the administration, in the cabinet, to lean on the president and other members of the cabinet to get E15 going year-round the way we had it, also briefly.
Secretary Vilsack, he sits in the USDA office. However, he doesn't have oversight of biofuels. That does fall under EPA. But at the same time, he is the former governor of the state of Iowa, the state that produces the most ethanol in the United States. You would think that having been the governor of Iowa and that you are the USDA secretary, which biofuels benefit ag, right? That you would have an oversized voice in visiting with the EPA administrator and really supporting our biofuels products. I mean, that's a no-brainer for anyone that's in ag, especially our ag secretary, that he would be out there championing all day and night the benefits of biofuels, how it helps our farmers, how it helps our rural communities, and making sure that the EPA administrator knew all of that.
Of course, the senator understands that there's a lot of pressure to toe the line in any administration.
And we see this in so many of the agencies. They're all towing the line. Okay, we all need to drive an electric car. You know, we need to get rid of liquid fuels. And so I think that is the pressure that's being put upon Secretary Vilsack, is that, hey, dude, you know, you need to forget about these liquid fuels and get on board with all of us as we grow the China electric battery industry. You know, let's support them over our Iowa farmers. So unfortunately, this administration has taken a wrong turn, whether it's through the EPA and some of the extraordinary rules that they are trying to put in place, which will really hinder our ag industry, and not for any strong reason.
We've got more on this story and, of course, all of our top stories throughout the day at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.